All right. Yay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to LFP group call 54. So excited about tonight. I'm not sure if you noticed, I sent out an email like a few minutes ago when this giant storm started rolling through the village. So I just want to say first thing that there is a possibility that something might go awry. Right now the power is out, but I have two badass backup batteries that everything, or the Wi-Fi is like working off of and my lights will be working off of. So fingers crossed, we should be cool. But if for some reason I drop off, please feel free to, I mean, a lot of you have been on these calls for a couple of years, so feel free to utilize the workbook that I sent out and you guys can kind of go through it together. Heaven forbid something happened and I'm not able to continue facilitating. So. Cool. All right. So all that being said, welcome to group call number 54. I am so excited about tonight because tonight we are going to be dreaming and visioning and recentering after this crazy past 7.5 months of human existence. I guess specifically the past like 5 months, but yeah, we've all been through a lifetime in a very short period, it feels. And, not, you know, goes without saying everything or a lot has changed since we set our 2020 visions in December, if you were in the tribe. And if not, I'm guessing that whatever aspirations or visions that you may have had for yourself for this time this year are perhaps quite different than that you thought they may have been. So I'm a huge fan of reality checking and recalibrating and checking in with how can we tune ourselves along the way, along life's crazy roller coasters. How can we recalibrate ourselves and our visions in such a way where we're not completely thrown off, or we're also not still attached to something that might not be as possible as it was or possible at all anymore. Pardon the beeping in the background. It's my backup battery. I don't know why it's doing that. Hopefully it will stop. So I'm sorry in advance. I'm not going to be doing a lot of talking on this call anyhow. It's going to be more interactive than it is me teaching anything. So what I'm wanting to do tonight is invite everybody to play in a space of reframing, recalibrating, recentering, if that means like pulling everything out of the box, so to speak, in terms of your goals, your visions, yourself, etc. Great. If it means that you just want to kind of revisit where you're at and fine tune things a little bit, that's cool too. But I feel it really important as a community to, since we set our 2020 visions in December and everything changed, I felt it important to kind of do a mid-year check-in now that we kind of have a sense of like how different things are in the new normal. Not that everything couldn't change tomorrow, Lord knows, but now that we have a sense of the changes that have occurred and what the factors might be in the upcoming future, I think it's important for us to come together and recalibrate and like have fun with it. And maybe for the first time in a long time, have some fun with thinking about the future instead of like it kind of seeming bleak or overwhelming or, you know, abysmal. So that's what we're up to. I'm seeing a raised hand here. I'm just gonna, oh, Jasmine. Okay, cool. No worries. Awesome. So that's what we're doing tonight. And I have some, let's see, who's not muted? 757, whoever you are, thank you for being here. And also, can you mute yourself? Or actually, I'll just mute you. Okay, cool. All right. Cool. So that's what we're up to tonight. We're going to get creative. We're going to, I created a workbook to guide us through like a progression that will have us at the end pop out with at least some kind of a sense or a semblance of where we want to be headed, why we want to be headed there, and what we get to do along the way to December 31st, 2020. All right. So let's see here. Most of you have been on calls before, but we do have a new member tonight, which I'm excited about. So we're going to do an introduction round. And for those of you who are new or haven't been here in a while, introductions, we're going to do name, location, something you're grateful for about life. And then I had one more inquiry. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, I see a lot of you in the Google Doc. Awesome. An example of how you're living in alignment with one of your core values right now and how that feels. So But we'll keep this short because there are several of you on the call tonight, which is awesome. So name, location, gratitude for life, and I'll put this last one in the chat so you can remember it. An example of how you are living in alignment with your core values and how that feels. So just like a check-in on what's going well, essentially. And then from there, we're going to go ahead and do some activities, exercises, shares, brainstorming, visioning, calling in our higher self to guide us in a direction that is of hopefully highest thrive mode for the rest of the year. Okay, any questions before we get started in introductions? You can all hear me, see me. Okay, cool. All right. Fingers crossed. Awesome. All right. So intros and then we'll just do 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Awesome. So let's keep these brief since there are so many of us. So I would say a minute and a half if possible. And this call also is going to be 2 hours as opposed to our usual 90 minutes. So if you need to hop off early, that's totally fine. But I wanted to stretch this one out a bit since it's like kind of a pretty monumental topic and theme that we're diving into. So I wanted to make it a little more workshop length. So cool. All right. So I'll start intro round and I'll pass the baton and I'll finish up with our new member so that she can kind of learn more about us before she introduces herself. So I'm Fawn and I'm in Yalapa and I am I'm so grateful right before this call. Like 15 minutes ago, my boyfriend walked upstairs, Ron Howell came upstairs and gave me these fresh picked flowers from his property. So I'm super grateful for that right now. Like he's the best thing in the entire universe. And how am I living in alignment with my core values and how does it feel? One of the core values that's very important to me is acceptance. And it's not the easiest of the core values. But it's really important to me because I know when I'm able to live in acceptance, I have a lot more freedom and a lot more ability to be in the driver's seat of my own like emotions and reality. So lately I've been much more in acceptance around a lot of things than I had realized I was before. And it's feeling liberating. It's feeling really good, surprisingly. So that's what's coming up for me right now. And I'll pass the baton over to Emily. Hi, Em.
Hey, guys. My name is Emily, and I live in Berkeley, California. Today, I am grateful for online support. I've been doing a lot of troubleshooting today, and it always gets a little tedious. So I'm grateful for my community of mentors and peers who take the time to share what they do and how it works for them. And that's something that I'm striving for myself. So today I'm really grateful for that. In terms of alignment with my core values, I would say for one of the first times in my life, I am beginning to do work that is really meaningful to me and like work that feels like in my alignment. So it's really tough and full of hidden surprises, which make a really interesting adventure through all. But like Fawn, I'm also practicing acceptance. So my core value that I chose was community. And for me, it's community with my family right now a lot more than it ever has been in my life, because to be quite honest, I'm leaning on them a lot more than I have in a long time for emotional support, for just support that I have never really had to ask for support for before. So that's core value I'm feeling right now.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. And here you are in community with all of us right now too. Yay. Thank you. Hi, Ash. Feel free to
Hello. Sorry. Hi guys. I'm Ashley. For those of you that don't know me, and I am in Los Angeles. Something I am grateful for today is that today is my Friday. So I am, my husband and I are taking off tomorrow, through Monday, and going up the coast here in California. And we've rented a place on the beach and we're just going to get out and have a lovely little time. Yeah, I am so excited to get out of our condo, get out of LA. Like you all, we've been in it quarantine for a really long time. So it'll just be nice to get out, social distance, of course, but just to get out and be next to the beach. And well, I mean, we're in LA, so we're near the beach, but it's a different beach up there. So and do all those things. So it'll be nice and relaxing, looking forward to that, which also leads into some of my core values. Some of the most important ones to me are freedom and flexibility. And I am just, I'm how I'm living in that right now is because right now in the way that I've set myself up in the last 6 to 9 months, I don't know, however long, almost the last year, I have set my career up in a way that I have the freedom and flexibility to be like, hey, I'm taking off for a couple of days and I'm going to go, you know, do whatever I want to do and all of that. So it's nice that I have that freedom and flexibility for the first time in my entire working life of, well, I've been working for, well, in the corporate world for like 15 years. So it's just really nice to have that flexibility to be like, peace out. I'm going to take off for a couple of days and I don't have to worry really about anything. So it'll be nice. And then I get to focus on the work that, yeah, some of the work that I find more meaningful to me as well. So it'll be nice.
Beautiful. Yay for freedom and flexibility. Who else loves freedom and flexibility? Yeah. Awesome. So happy for you. Oh my God. Yes. Let's see. Jasmine. Hey, where did she go? Did she just drop off?
I'm here.
No, there you are. The square's moved. It's like, where'd you go? Hi,
hey,
so
everyone.
Good to see you. I miss you. Hi.
I know, huh? I'm Jasmine. I live in northwestern New Jersey, the most beautiful part of the state. And I'm grateful for a lot today, but I'll probably focus on health. I'm feeling better today. And I'm grateful that I've committed to try to be disciplined to get back on an active schedule and that I think my energy levels are rising. And I finally got on medication. I was just diagnosed, like I told Fawn, with two tick diseases. So it made a lot of sense, connected a lot of dots for me over the last month. But it's a relief to feel a little bit of that health back. So I'm feeling really grateful for that today. Living in alignment with my core values. I just actually looked at my list and I think probably what I'm feeling most connected to right now is like deepness when the work that I'm trying to do on awareness within myself and human connection. So I've been feeling a lot of really strong, positive human connection with the people that I've been leaning hard on in the last month or two. And you guys don't know it, but you are part of that. I know I've retreated a little bit. I was much more active. I had to kind of pull back a little bit and make sure that I was really walking the path that I wanted to. But I'm really happy to be here tonight and I appreciate everyone and all the support, even if I wasn't quite reaching back out and connecting recently. So I'm feeling good about all that.
Yay. Thanks, Jazz. Everybody beam your love healing energy at Jasmine. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for taking the space that you need and needed to do what you need to do and knowing that we're all always here and you're also always with us. Like, so I appreciate that you gave yourself permission to do that. Let's see. I'll go to Layla.
I am in San Diego, and something I'm grateful for is loyalty. I don't know if the proper word is loyalty, but I'm going to go with that for now, because I think everybody has a different idea of maybe what that is a little bit. But my reason why I thought about it is sometimes recently there's been a lot going on, during those times there were like just a few that like were really supportive during that time. I'm not saying others weren't. It's just I knew I could get through it with those people behind me. You know, just, you know, a lot of us have like our few, either our husband or best friend, parent, you know, something like this. So that's, you know, when there's so much and so many people, it's nice to have like just a few that you can always lean on. So that's one thing I'm grateful for. And then on a lighter note, right, for my value is that I feel aligned with is adventure. Even though we've been really staying in and social distancing and, you know, a lot of things are closed down, my husband and I have found unique ways to just, you know, take a break from it and also be careful with it too, like getting a cabin in the woods. We also did a drive up the coast too, which was so cool. Ashley, I'm so happy for you. I'm going. It's awesome. It's like being totally different than LA. You're going to love it if you haven't gone yet. I'm excited for you. So yeah, those are my shares.
Beautiful. Thanks, Layla. I love your frame, the border on your videos. So cute. Layla teaches kids English, so she always has these really cute like frames around her screen. It's awesome. Yeah, hey, all right. Ren, hey, how's it going?
Hey, doing okay so far today. Let's see. I am in I'm just outside Rockford, Illinois, in the northern part of the state. Today I am, well, I'm always grateful for my husband, so I'm going to go with that today. And I'm grateful that he finally bought a new bed. We've been needing it for so long. And I'm racking my brain on the core values one today. I think I'm going to go with freedom because, ironically, just like because I've been not really, well, because we've all been stuck at home, I've been feeling more freedom than normal, and it's awesome, and I'm trying to figure out how to make this continue and still make a living and stuff. So I'm going to go with that today because my brain is pretty much fried. So
beautiful. Hi, thanks, Ren. And hell yeah to freedom. Absolutely. Let's see. Sylvia, hi.
Hello. Okay, so for me, hey, everybody, I am in Raleigh, North Carolina right now. And so right now, feeling grateful for learning. So I have an opportunity. I was accepted into an MBA program, so super excited. I'll be starting that in 2 weeks. So which kind of leads into, I think, the core value part. I actually couldn't find my list of core values, so I don't know if learning is a core value, but and using my time wisely, those are kind of things that have been really important to me lately, you know, in living that hell yes life and not kind of wasting, you know, the time. So in my past careers, I've done a lot of assisting, so executive assisting and things like that in different corporations, where I've helped a lot of other people kind of with their goals and, you know, and stuff like that. So it's like right now I'm like, okay, I want to focus on me and kind of grow myself and do a role and stuff that will grow me instead of, you know, even though it was a great experience and stuff. So anyway, so super excited to do that and gain more knowledge and skills. And ultimately my goal, like Ashley and probably a lot of you, is to do kind of like a digital nomad type thing. So hopefully I can get back into the tech industry after my MBA, and my husband and I want to travel the world after that. So super excited.
Yeah, beautiful. Oh my God. Congrats on the program.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so awesome. So awesome. Good for you. Big moves happening over there. Nicely done. Yeah, cool. All right. 757, whoever's calling in, I'm guessing that might be Alicia.
Yeah, you are correct.
Yeah, 2 for 2. Hi, Alicia. Welcome.
How are you? All right. So my name is Alicia Riley, and I'm from Williamsburg, Virginia. I am grateful for the person that lives in North Carolina that's getting ready to start her MBA. I also have an MBA. Good luck to you. And the core value is just being open-minded. Actually, the whole kind of shutting down a world fell a little bit into my favor, a little bit. I was also able to go back to school with my job paying for it, which was good. And I took the 3 months to write another book about what it's like to be a virtual event planner. So it comes out in September. So excited about that.
Badass. Yay. Everyone's clapping for you. I don't know if you can see us, but we're all, woo. That's awesome. Congrats. Yeah. Who else feels like, or has had the experience that the past several months, although super unexpected, have kind of worked out in their favor? I think there's some aspect of it. Uh-huh. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for sharing, Elise. Happy you're here. Julie, welcome.
Sorry, my computer is so old. I need a new one. It's like so slow switching from thing to thing. Anyway, I'm Julie. I am in South Carolina, Greenwood. Not at the beach, but in like the northwest part of the state, so closer to North Carolina, like near the lake and the nature and the forest and stuff like that. So y'all, I'm so grateful for life. I mean, I go on ups and downs, of course, but when I'm in like the good, happy, peaceful lens of gratitude, I am so grateful that I had a place to, I lived in New York until April of this year, so that I had a place to come to, that I'm so grateful I'm like dealing with some health issues. I'm so grateful for our amazing bodies that are made to heal themselves. I'm so grateful to that the place that I had to come is so beautiful and peaceful and close to my family and friends. So I have so much support in my life. And I'm grateful for the desire to learn and bond for this group and this tribe that you've created. I mean, we started coaching in 2018, and here I am like 2.5 years later, and like being able to come back and jump in and get like the support and inspiration that I need to keep changing and improving. So my core values, how I'm living into it. So when I came back this summer, I mean, this year has been crazy, you know, for everyone. And this summer has been especially crazy for me. I posted about it in the group, but everything in my life changed, like from, you know, my job, where I was living, my health, my relationship, everything changed this year, and mostly in the summer. So I'm going to say that one of my core values that, that like I go through, you know, updating and changing them, but some that are always there, like discipline, and commitment and consistency. And this week I've gotten, I started last week, but I've gotten so much work. I write as my business. And I've gotten so much work that I've been, well, I'm living into my values because I am able to, I'm able to set up deadlines and meet them, which has just like become, I know it's made me feel so good and like get some confidence and momentum back, because for the past 2 months, I've just been like lost and kind of without, you know, just kind of wandering and waiting for the next thing. But so that discipline of like working to finish a project and meet the deadline, it's been really awesome. So, and the freedom of, you know, I'm like, and the freedom from working from home and sometimes, you know, just not, you know, doing makeup and the whole thing is just, it's nice. It's a change of pace and it's really nice. So that's my share.
Mary. Awesome. Thank you so much, Jolie. Good check-in. It's so wonderful to have you circle back to the tribe, and thanks for being here since, you know, day one and in so many capacities. Your journey has been incredible and so inspirational, and I really appreciate that you know that when you're wanting to work through things or reset or readjust, that we are here. And yeah, and I'm also really happy to hear that things are going well. And I'm also seeing your super organized office behind you, which makes me really happy. I know that's been a goal of yours. Yay. And then we have a new member this evening, Katrina. Everybody, welcome Katrina to the tribe. Woo-woo. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Katrina. I live in Long Beach, California. I am super grateful. You can't see it, but I am 30 weeks pregnant with my third child. First, two other children, one from me when I adopted, and then did this was possible, and bam. So, how I'm living in alignment, I don't know if I've done the core values work with Anya, but I know that my core values is purpose. I brand new to this very happy. And I feel like I've sort of been living without a specific purpose the last couple of years, just mom, job, you know, friends, and kind of didn't feel like I was steering my own ship from it, just kind of consumed by it all. So that's been my big focus for 2020 and for the reason I was trying to help someone get me back on track. And recently I've been finding that I'm, you know, journaling more and I'm figuring out who I want to be when I grow up again. And I'm actually staying on track of it and being more disciplined. So very excited about it.
Awesome. Yay. Welcome. So happy to have you. Yeah. Perfect timing. Yeah. I hadn't thought about like the synchronicity of the call theme, but yeah. Awesome. Was the, her audio going out a little bit for anybody else, or was it just my connection? Okay. Katrina, I'm not sure. It might be like, it kind of sounds like it's a fan or like a connection issue if you want to troubleshoot.
Yeah. I'm hiding in my bedroom. Oh, is that better?
100 times better. Yeah.
Okay. I'm cool. Sorry. I was saying too, sorry to be like way up in the.
No, it's fine. Too
far away. I can hear everyone else perfectly. I figured my speaker might be. So did you want me to say anything else again, or was that okay?
I think we were able to catch it, but it was just a little bit. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, welcome to the community, the sisterhood. We are a lot of fun. And just to say a couple of things before we actually dive into the crux of things here. These calls are confidential. We're all aware and respectful of nothing leaving these calls insofar as like specific names, specific examples, specific shares. We are super close-knit. We are really loving. We're super silly. And we like to get really vulnerable and raw and do what we can't do in the outside world. Oftentimes we like to process that stuff here. And so there's really like no limit to what you can share or what you can ask for or what you can process through. It's totally invited to like express and experience any emotions that might be coming up. And if you need to ever like take a time out or whatever, like go for it. Always ask for what you need and feel free to play at whatever level of, I call it the stretch zone as we stretch out of our comfort zone. So feel free to play at whatever stretch zone you feel is most beneficial for you in any given moment. So, and I'm seeing that we have a Lomo here. Lauren, we're just finishing introductions if you want to introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm doing two things at once, so I'm probably not going to be the most talkative, but I'm going to be listening my best. I'm also doing a test. So I'm Lauren. I'm from the Bay Area. I've been working with Fawn for several years. I'm assuming we're doing something grateful or something. Okay.
Yep.
I am grateful for, honestly, LFP. I continue to say this. I'm not the most active person on here, but I really do genuinely love participating, and I love getting together and do calls when I am here. It's been a struggle being consistent, but I'm trying.
Yay, happy to have you. Thanks, Lomo. Okay, so you focus on your test and feel free to pop in whenever you're able. What test are
okay.
you taking, by the way?
Chemistry. It's my exam 3, and then I have my final next week. So.
Oh, well, okay. Don't let us distract. I want you here, but I also would like, I want you to do well on your test. So.
Yeah, thank you. I have one headphone in, one out.
Awesome. Everyone send Lomo some positive vibes for her test. Great. Good for you. Okay. Thanks for introductions, ladies. So good to tune in with where everyone's at, what you're feeling grateful for, and how those values are showing up in your lives. That's great. So tonight we're going to thematically focus on where we would like to be on December 31st of this year. And the beeping hasn't stopped, so I apologize. So we're going to focus on where we want to be on December 31st of this year. And I want to invite us all to have fun with this and play with it and get dreamy and get imaginative. But in light of recent events, I also feel like this is such a good and important opportunity to focus on and really reflect on what is it internally, right? What is within our control or within our ability or within our influence, regardless of what happens in the external world, right? Because we don't know what's going to happen. This is like, it's a very interesting thing. But it's also a terrific opportunity for us to build the internal visions and the internal like desires for ourselves and goals and things like that, which we'll be unpacking tonight, so that whatever happens in the external world, whether it's like optimal and ideal or whether like everything falls apart, which hopefully it doesn't, we're good. We can like stand, you know, on December 31st, we can be on a group call and share with each other that we showed up for ourselves and that we are where we want to be as a vessel, as a human being at that point. And then we'll also play with like, you know, other things that we would like to be happening as well in our 2020 vision. So that's where our kind of aim thematically is going to be. And my first question so I'm going to ask a question and we're going to do some shares around that because I think it's really going to help paint a picture of what it is exactly that we're exploring in this, like between now and December 31st and what this vision even means. So I'm going to ask the group a question and we'll take a minute and a half of just silence so you guys can write about it and journal about it and just like brain dump and freeform it. And then we'll do some sharing around it for a few minutes. And then we're going to shift into some group activities where I'm going to have you ladies ask each other questions and do some writing and some creative thinking and support with each other. And we're going to go through like 3 blocks of that. The final one being we're going to put everything together for our 2020 vision. You know, where do we want to be? Who do we want to be? What do we want to be going on, happening, etc.? And so everything is going to be leading and moving in that direction. If you like, feel free to use any medium material that you would like. You can use, you know, you can use your journal and a pen, or if you want to use like magazines and cut out pictures as we do this, or hop on Pinterest and like click on stuff, or sticky notes or whatever's fun for you. If if you were all down here, like we were doing a workshop down here, I'd have art supplies everywhere, and costumes, of course. But since we are virtual, I invite you to just feel free to use whatever is fun for you, maybe even use something you wouldn't think to do otherwise. So with that, okay, so there's this theme that we talk about a lot, and that theme is thriving. So the Hell Yes Life is my way of expressing that, of course, but really what that is all about is thriving. And I choose the word thriving over success or over, ideal life or whatever. I like thriving because it connects me with our natural way of being and nature. Every creature, plant, thing that is here is designed to thrive. Like, that's what it's designed to do. And in the right environment, in the right conditions, with the right abilities, things thrive. And when they thrive, they are at like full bloom, right? Like fully expressing and experiencing and like transmuting whatever the energy is, whether it's pollen or honey or, what have you. Nature is primed and oriented toward thriving. So I like to remember that in my human life, where instead of thinking about like, how can I live a successful life or how can I live like achievements and stuff like that, which are great, right? If they're a part of thriving, but thriving, the word to me is a representation that is, it doesn't have a connotation to things or even abilities or whether we're like checking things off of lists or not. It's a state of being where we feel and we are in tune with our best optimal creative self, right, in this life. And I really like that because so often we get caught up in like, I'm not where I think I should be, or I'm not where I feel like I should be, or I see all my friends like, killing it and like they have great jobs or whatever, right? Like, so like, who can relate with that feeling of like, I'm not where I should be. I should be farther along. I should be this, I should be that, right? Like having the stories for ourselves of where we should be and all of these reasons why. All the reasons why like right here is like not there yet. And what I like about thriving is that it's not something in the future. It's something we can be and have every single minute, every single second of our lives. We can be in thrive mode. And thrive mode can also be like an experience that's moving toward an expansion, right? So just like with a flower or a tree, when the flower's in the flower bud, it's thriving as it is as a flower bud, and it's still on its journey to become a flower and then to decompose into whatever it does next. So thriving is this really, I think, natural state that we can tap into all the time that has us feeling like we are in the right place at the right time. Like there is nowhere else we're supposed to be because we're here right now. And if we can align with that and choose to embrace that, then we are in alignment with thriving. So that's where the focus is going to be tonight in terms of this vision. And we're going to access that in a few different ways. So any questions about that before I ask you ladies the big question? Okay, cool. All right. So the big question is, what is between you right now in this very moment? What is between you and thriving? What is between you and thriving? And this can be like, it feels like this is between you and thriving. This can feel like you have a story that this is what's between you and thriving. So let's take a minute and a half. What is standing or what is between you and thriving? What's in that gap? If you feel like you're not thriving, right? And if you are thriving, awesome. So you're sweet. But if you feel like you're not thriving yet, if you're not in your like optimal state right now, what's between that? Like what's in the way there? Cool. We'll take a minute and a half. Go ahead and journal and just brain dump it out. We'll go for another 30 seconds. Think about what might be in your life that's getting in the way, or maybe what's not in your life that's getting in the way, or between you and thriving. Okay, a couple more moments. Finish your thoughts. All right. Okay. So let's do a popcorn style share. The first question I will ask is, who does feel like they're thriving? You're like, I'm in thrive mode. And don't be ashamed of that. Like, don't feel weird about raising your hand if you feel like you're there. Cool. All right. Ah, beautiful. Okay. Thanks, ladies. All right. So one of you who just raised your hands, would you be willing to share in what ways are you thriving? Like, how are you aligned with thrive mode right there? I'm just going to do a quick share with us.
I can go. Why I think I'm thriving, one is my mindset about a lot of things has shifted, in the last year. And, I'm just doing my thing. Like, I mean, I'm not 100% there, I guess, if there is a place to get to. You know, I still have my consulting stuff, you know, to make money while I build my coaching business. So, but because I'm working on it and I'm doing that, I feel like I'm thriving. And because I've created a situation where I feel like I have that freedom and flexibility that I talked about earlier, that very much so makes me feel like I'm thriving. I also feel like I'm thriving because my mindset is totally different from where I was a year ago. And if you would have asked me a year ago if I would be starting my own business, my own coaching business, nope. Fucking way. Like, I'd be like, you're crazy. I don't think I can do my own business. So yeah, I just feel like there's so many things that have shifted, like my confidence, my mindset, like so all of that. So I feel like, that's how I'm thriving, even though I'm not like there or wherever there is, but whatever, all the way. But yeah, so it's all good.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Let's give some love to Ashley. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like for this stage of your life, you are thriving, right? For where you are. And like a year ago, maybe you're even like extra thriving compared to where you thought you might be.
Hell fucking yes. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Beautiful. All right. Who else would be willing to share a slice of your thriving life? Awesome. Ren, go for it.
All right. So as most of you probably remember, I am obsessed with trying to make my studio work. And this year has been, well, I got nothing else to do. Yes! And so I've been obsessed with making it happen. Still not turning a profit yet, and summer has been absolutely slow, but I still made some sales the last couple of months, this month and last month. So that's a huge plus for me. And then I also realized that I have a little bit more money in savings than I thought I have. So I'm actually over my savings goal for June, which is a huge relief because while I do have all this freedom right now and I'm trying to stay focused, and I actually did hire somebody recently to help me with scheduled Facebook posts, which we got done and I got her paid yesterday. It was awesome. It was awesome for both of us, and I am really looking forward to figuring out how I can use her help in the future, too. I know she's got some limitations technologically, so I don't – and then also learning how to delegate things. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. This is awesome. and trying to figure that out as I go and try to make it, you know, plausible for all parties and stuff. And there's other people that I want to hire this year, so the sooner the better, like for marketing, copywriting, or just even like just social media marketing. I don't know yet, but I'm like, I'm excited about this. I'm also concerned because I'm going to need to get a job soonish. And that's going to take away a lot of my momentum. So I'm kind of wanting to like pile it all on now, figure out how I can get as much done as I can now while I still can. But yeah, it's like, it's awesome. And yay. It's frustrating because I'm trying to learn how to project manage myself. And it's impossible.
Good but, for you, Ren. Yeah. That's awesome. Yay. Yeah. And like sourcing help and support as a, you know, bootstrapping entrepreneur makes a world of difference. I'm so, so happy to hear that you're like, you know, firing on all cylinders and sourcing support so that when you do have to go back to work, you have some good momentum. Yeah.
I'm really hoping. There's one person I know for sure I want to talk to about copywriting. I don't, probably for product description, because I'm like, man, my product descriptions suck. And I'm like, I don't even know where to start with this shit.
Good thing there's a whole world of freelancers out there who are looking for work.
And I know a bunch of them too. So.
Perfect. Yay. Good for you. Love it. Awesome. Okay. So now let's swing the pendulum, perhaps maybe a little bit more in the middle or toward the other side. Who feels like there's something between where you're at and thriving? And let's just do a show of hands for that right now. Who feels like you're not quite in the thriving end of the zone? Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Yeah. And you know what? Who feels like in some ways they're thriving and in some ways not so much? Some ways there's like stuff in the way. Okay. Yeah. Right. Because it's not like black or white. For those of you who feel as though or have a sense that there's something between you and thriving, who would be willing to share what's in the middle there? What's in the way? Layla, yeah, go for it.
Thank you. So I think that there's like I have this expectation on myself that I should be working – I should be somewhere that I'm not. You know, there's a few things that I would like to do since we are here and we're saving money and working from home. It's a good chance for us to, you know, invest in some property and have a home base here in San Diego or somewhere else that I don't know. But this is a good time since we're staying here. Me and my husband normally travel. We're thinking, okay, this is a good time to get a house and have a home base and rent it out when we do have the chance to travel, things like this. There's also like a business that I want to start since I teach, as most of you know, I think that I teach English online and I want to step away from the company I work with and build my own thing. And there's so many things that are not answered yet. And a lot of it, I really won't know until I get there. And I expect myself that I should be where a place where I'm not, I should have the answers. And I think that the questions are so much that I tell myself, okay, I'm going to journal about this and figure it out. I always expect myself one day I'm going to journal about this and figure it out. And it's like, I'm not doing any of that. And I've been sitting, I've almost been at a pause for some of those things. I don't have an answer yet. And I feel like I should. And because I feel like I should, I feel like nothing's getting done. Rather than maybe what I can do is focus, be okay with not knowing and do some research. Doing research makes sense. I'm not sure why I'm not doing that. So I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, but I didn't think about that until I was asked this question. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh, my God, yeah. Hands back up. Who can relate with Layla? Oh, and Katrina, just so you know, when we relate with each other so that we're not like interrupting with like, yeah, me too. We do like a little wiggly fingers. And then if we like really relate, we like get super excited about it. So yeah, probably figured that out. But yeah, Layla, a lot of us can relate to what you're sharing here. Thank you. And Katrina, you had, I think I saw your hand up with regard to the what's getting in the way.
Can you guys hear me okay now?
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I feel like the needle on thriving keeps moving. Where what I wanted to do 10 years ago, I'm doing now, but what I thought that would mean to me isn't what it ended up meaning to me. And honestly, the cost of living, like so many factors, especially for everyone that lives in Southern California, knows that. And so, you know, I'm making the salary I wanted to be making. I'm doing the job that I wanted to be doing. And I still feel a lot of the time. And so now I kind of want to figure out how to, and part of it for me, the thing that's getting in the way is just I have enough time. And I have so many competing things. I feel like I just lack focus. Like I just, you know, between the kids and a super demanding job and friends and whatever. And so COVID's actually been kind of good for me in that respect because it just kind of shut it all down. So I was able to spend some more time doing the things that I want to do. And what I want to eventually do is stop working for somebody else, similar to what I'm hearing here too, and start, take what I've learned over the past 15 years and start my own consulting business. So yeah, just need to, need to shut the noise out a little bit. Similar to Layla, like, know how to do it. There's so many things I don't know how to do that I'm excited to reach out to people and get help where I can.
Beautiful. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Who else resonates with what Katrina was saying with regard to having like a destination you wanted to get to, working really hard, getting there and being like, this isn't really what I thought it was or what I thought I wanted. Yep. Totally. Very relatable. Great. Thank you so much for your shares, ladies. We're going to keep the ball rolling here into another exercise, but I appreciate your vulnerability in sharing all of that, everyone. So this gap, right, between now and thriving, that's kind of like the chrysalis in between the caterpillar and the butterfly, where like it's always us, we're always it, and like we can access a level of thriving with our mindset and our way of being in any given moment, but also we know when we're thriving, like in like the bigger picture of our whole entity in this world, right? So that gap is what we're going to be exploring now with a couple of exercises to tune into. Even for those of you who are thriving, which is wonderful, this exercise will be helpful for you to project into the future and simulate into the next 5 months or 5.5 months to December 31st and ask yourself some great questions that will be helpful in structuring, recentering, reconfiguring your life, your everything. All right, so I'm going to do a screen share here for a moment and then I'll put the questions in the chat and we'll do a little activity. Okay. So let's do a quick firecracker round of what you've learned so far this year. So it's helpful in identifying what we want or need to change moving forward. It's helpful to look back and be like, okay, learned this, learned that. So I'm going to put these questions in the chat here and just for the sake of time, I'll probably call on a couple of you to choose one of these questions for someone else, and then you'll pick somebody and ask a question. So we'll do maybe 5-7 minutes of this. So this is to help us reflect on like, whoa, what have I learned during this crazy past 7.5 months? What have I learned about life or my life experience or my experience of life? What went well for me and why did it go well, or what didn't go well and why and how, right? So all of these things are helpful for us to shine the flashlight of awareness so that when we move into the next set of questions, which is how we want to, who we want to be, what we want to do and what we want to have, then we have some context around like, what have we learned from the recent past? So I'm going to go ahead and put these questions in the chat and call on a couple of you. Maybe I'll take volunteers actually. Okay, let's see if chat likes my formatting. Oh, not bad. All right, cool. Okay, so who would like to volunteer to choose a question to ask one of your sisters? I can also call on people, but if you want to volunteer, that's great too. I'm going to thank you, Julie. Cool. So feel free to choose one of those and choose somebody to field it to.
Okay. So pick one and pass it, right? Okay. How about the first one? What have you learned about yourself or Jasmine?
That is so weird. I was like, someone's going to ask me the first question. I was just looking actually at the notes from Fawn's email. I took some time today to answer that. And one of the first question was, what are your reflections and insights? And I think it's easiest to reflect like most recently. So I'd have to think a little bit more about big picture this past year, but most recently it's become so evident to me now that I'm on this path of trying to be really aware and slow down and think about my why and what I do and why I do it. I'm an extremely like enthusiastic and optimistic person, but that leads me to be on a constant like vacillation between all of my emotions and my desires and what I feel like I'm, let's say, thriving in the moment, and that can change in an instant. And so it's caused me to learn about myself that I really have to take time to like sit back. Medication, that's also important now for Lyme disease, but Freudian slip, I don't know. I really have to take time to journal and meditate, because Katrina, like you said, I have two kids and a job and all this that's going on, and it's like I'm a fast-paced person. I'm the rabbit. Like, I want everything right away. I'm, like, highly functional, super organized, like, go-getter, never stop. And honestly, what I knew is need to do is the opposite of that for myself, because what I'm doing, even though I'm capable of doing it and handling it and taking it on all at once, isn't necessarily actually in line with my like vision and what would really put me in that thriving place, even though I could very easily justify it verbally to most people that wouldn't dig in. Like, you know, it's one of those things, like with my words, I could be a professional jouster, but like if Fawn was like, Jazz, let's just like, it would be something that I don't know that if I really tried to defend it is in line with where I want to be going or what I want to be doing. So I learned I need to really slow down and surround myself with people who will question and challenge and like who know me, but who also aren't afraid to support me in like the bigger picture, not just the right here and right now and the like carrot that's just like the easiest next thing. That's hard though. Just throwing it out there. So hard. Cause I feel like I'm doing the right things. And then I'm like,
Damn. Wow, Jazz. Woo, Julie, if you have a feedback around that, sorry, I didn't mean to like butt in, but I'm like, this is huge insight.
Thank you, Julie.
Yeah, I totally relate to that because I have a really hard time, like I'm walking down a hallway and there's like so many doors and I'm like, oh, I want to be, you know, a businesswoman, a CFO. Oh, I want to be a DJ. Oh, I want to be like a farmer. Like
I can all do it.
Yeah, I could do it. YouTube? And they're all cool and interesting. So So I totally relate to that. And like, that's why, you know, one of those values that I put in my life is like commitment and consistency, like pick one thing and do it all the way. And then see where you are, you know? So that's the feedback I have around it.
Fun. I love it. I need that sentence that you just said. I need you to just like randomly send that to me and it will probably come to me at the exact right time. I just need that to show up on big Megatrons as I'm living my life.
Love it. Which part of the last part really hit you, resonated?
Yeah, just like what you said about consistency and discipline and pick one thing and, you know,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be just one. I know, like, you're not saying only one, but in the overall sense, yeah.
Pick at least a wing of the house.
Please.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Love it. Thanks for that share. Oh, my God. That was super fun. Time check. Okay, let's do one more from that set of questions.
Do you want me to ask somebody or?
Sure. Yeah, we'll do it that way. Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. Let's see. Sylvia, are you on?
Yep, I'm on.
I'm going to go with what didn't go well.
Okay, great question. So, trying looking at my notes here. Because I tried to go through this. So, what didn't go so well? I think a lot of it is like income based. So I've really been doing well with emotional things and kind of improving my mindset and getting rid of rules, but living hell yes life, you know, I want to make a little bit more money, which kind of led me to, you know, kind of changing up, you know, should I go back to school? What should I do that way? So that kind of led my choices that direction. And also learning things about myself as far as like learning about my weaknesses. So things that didn't go super well was kind of taking care of other people, like I mentioned earlier, like focusing on like my husband or other people, you know, and less kind of internally focused and challenging myself in new ways and believing that I could do it. So that's kind of what I'm learning, and that didn't go as well.
I'm proud of you. That's awesome. The thing I wrote down that you just said was that you like challenge yourself and you're working on believing that you can do it. That's just powerful. Just that alone, like, you believe you can do it. We believe you can do it. And making sure that your tank is filled before you focus on expelling that to others. That's,
totally.
I don't know, that's powerful work.
Yeah, thanks so much. I love that. Like, believing that I can do it, you know, it's the biggest, I think it's the biggest thing. I'm my own, you know, worst enemy in a way. You know, if I say I can do something, I can do it. So that's awesome. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, it was awesome to witness. Yeah, so amazing, Sylvia. So amazing. Like, I have a feeling I hope you write a book someday, because just having been in your life for the past 3 years, like, and what has happened and where you're at now is like, holy shit. It's amazing.
Yeah, I would not have thought that I would be here ever. So I'm super so cool. Happy. I'm feeling really good.
Yeah. Yay. Awesome. So that's actually a great segue into our next set of questions. So I'm going to pull my window shut because the rain's trying to come in. And then I'm going to share my screen. And we're going to head into where we want to be orienting ourselves and transforming, transitioning into throughout the next 5 months, so that on December 31st, when we have our group call, we are where we want to be. Let's go ahead and take 30 seconds to stretch, stand up, wiggle around before we hit this next set of questions. I know it's been like an hour so far, so if you need to stretch yourself, stand up, if you need to use the restroom, go for it. sometimes, oftentimes I forget that I've been sitting for a long time and my body's like, hey, what are you doing? Awesome. Okay. All right. I'm going to re-up my water. Go ahead and take a few more seconds to stretch or adjust, ladies, and we'll head into the next section. Okay. Wait a few more seconds. We lost some people. All right, everybody, let's circle back to some curiosities here and some explorations. You're searching for two. Oh, awesome. Thanks, Katrina. All right, so some of you, probably most of you, but not all of you, are familiar with the be, do, have model. For those of you who are not familiar yet, don't worry, we're headed there in our coaching in LFP. But also it's a simple thing that I can just break down and give a refresher also. So the be, do, have model. In our Western world, unfortunately, and pardon me while I actually batten down the hatches here, in our Western world, we are conditioned to think in a sequence that is actually disoriented from how thriving happens. So we're pretty conditioned to think that when we do something in order to have something, then we can be happy, right? So it's like, get the good grades, get the job so you can get the money, so you can get the power and the white picket fence, and you'll be happy, right? And only then, only at that final destination, will you actually finally 100% full tank be happy, right? So the do have be is what a lot of us are pretty conditioned or programmed to orient into or kind of align with. So there's this constant prolonging of happiness and constant prolonging of satisfaction with self, self-love, self-worth, self-value, as well as feeling like we can actually finally thrive and enjoy life. There's this like prolonging of that. So, in fact, and I won't go into this too much because, again, a lot of you know, and also it could be a whole thing, but how things actually really work, and this is supported by science as well as a lot of very high-functioning civilizations and societies throughout history, regardless of religion or non-religion or culture or whatever. What is actually the case is that when B comes first, B comes first, who we are being, which includes our mindsets. It includes our attitudes, our worldviews, our choices, our, like Sylvia's example was awesome just a moment ago, like working on believing that I can do it, right? So those beliefs, there's that quote, whether you believe you can or whether you believe you cannot, you will be right, right? And I've seen that to be true so many times. So B comes first. So when we focus on doing whatever, well, not doing, but when we focus on aligning ourselves with thriving, we then show up in the world in a way where we do things and we behave and we make choices and we take action in ways that are aligned with our aligned self that then result in us having experiences and things and results and whatever, right, that are wonderful and that are also aligned with thriving. So starting with the be, the do naturally comes from that and aligns with that. And then whatever we have, whatever happens in our life, the results are aligned with the whole thing. But we don't have to wait for the thing to happen in order for us to be how we want to be. So another layer to this is if we really think about it, anything we tell ourselves that we really want, right? Like whether it's quit my job or be retired or dance in a field of flowers, whatever it is, we have a story that when we are doing that thing or when that thing is occurring, or, oh my God, if that were to happen, that'd be amazing, because we would be feeling and being the person experiencing that. So really any goal or vision is, it's a story we have about the person we're going to be experiencing that at the time, right? So it's actually not about the external factors. Again, it's about the being. So if we can align with thriving now in the moment to moment, whatever that means in this moment for ourselves, then whatever we do will not always and not always perfect, but whatever we do in the action sense will be aligned with that thriving, and then everything kind of falls into step with that. And things flow and opportunities pop up and amazing things occur that like we could never have imagined or created had we just been trying to like ramrod ourselves to success or whatever. All right, so here's a set of questions around being. And I'm going to put these in the chat, and we're going to do another round of sharing here. And I'll go through these quickly here. So who and how do you want to be, including your way of being, right? So maybe I want to be, I want to be more confident, right? So what does that mean, though, like way of being wise? Oh, well, I'm on my side. I think optimistically. I am humble, and I don't take things personally. Like maybe that's what confidence is to somebody, right? So then how do you want to feel as you experience life? How do you want to feel? And I linked the, for those of you who want to use this workbook later, I linked the handy dandy emotions list in here. Or I thought I did at least. Yeah, I did. So there's an emotions list in here, high and low vibe emotions. So working on your emotional vocabulary. How do you want to feel as you experience life? Like in like as your core kind of setting, right? Do you want to feel level-headed? Do you want to feel optimistic? Do you want to feel jubilant? Do you want to feel like, you know, whatever? So feelings are really important to tune into, because we can conjure the feeling that we want to embody through our mindset and our attitudes. And then this one I think might be, like this question is really important for right now. What are the core aspects of who you want to be and become that are independent of whatever happens in the next 5 months? So that is to speak to the, like, maybe in a different time in history or a different time in our lives pre-COVID, perhaps we would say, I want to be and become really social, and I want to date, and I want to, you know, maybe there's things or factors that are contingent upon the availability of the external world, right? Or certain things to happen externally that are kind of outside of our control, and we want to like orient ourselves toward that. Well, considering that we have no freaking idea what's going to happen, what are the things or the core aspects that we can focus on independent of whatever happens that in 5 months will be super beneficial and aligned with thriving and perhaps even help us get there, right? And whether the storm, if there is one on the way there. So these are things, for me at least, these are things like acceptance, resilience, optimism, resourcefulness, creativity, patience. So those are things I want to align with anyway, and I think that they're not determined on the outside world. These are things that I can work on within myself. And then this final one here is, what ways of being do you need to let go of to align with this? So this is an activity that you can do now if you feel called, or you can do in the near future. So sticky notes, pieces of paper, what do you need to let go of? So that might be like being self-critical, that might be pessimism, cynicism, that might be judgment of self or others, that might be running yourself so thin that you're energetically just barely hanging on, right? So what do you need to let go of write these down and have a little ceremony at some point in the next near future to thank the thing for trying to serve you in whatever way it was trying to serve you, but now you need to let it go so that you can embrace something else that's more aligned for you at this point in your life. It's a very compressed way of describing that ceremony. Okay, so I'm going to put these in the chat. We're going to do a 10-minute round of this, and then we're going to move into the do. So we're starting with the B. We're going to go into the do from here. All right. And I'll put these in the chat so everybody can see everybody else. Okay. I love that chat learned how to format. I think some of Zoom's updates are actually a good thing. All right. So does this make sense? Is everybody clear on? Okay, great. So let's see, who would like to volunteer to choose one of these questions for one of your tribe sisters? Emily, thank you.
Okay, I'm just looking through the questions now. Mm-hmm. I guess I want to ask the question to Ren. What are the core aspects of who you want to be and become that are independent of whatever happens in the next 5 months?
Thank you for that, Emily. That's a hard one. Actually, they're all hard ones right now. Still thinking. The core aspects of who I want to be and become independent of whatever happens in the next 5 months. I think learning to be more focused, but without hyper-focusing, if that makes sense. Because a lot of times for me, it's one or the other. I'm either hyper-focused on something or I'm all across the board. So I've still been working on that, and that's something that I will continue to work on regardless of what happens, because that's kind of an important thing for me. I think maintaining contentment is kind of a good one for me. I tend to be pretty go with the flow, whatever happens. I kind of take it as it comes for the most part. And I think I'm finally pretty much recovered from the burnout I was experiencing when I was laid off last year, which was such a blessing. 'Cause I got to kind of... step back from things and actually realize I was burnt out. So in some way, finding the balance between getting things done and taking time for myself and making that non-negotiable. I don't give a fuck what you say. That's non-negotiable. And learning where the line needs to be. I think that pretty much covers it. I hope that makes sense. It makes sense in my head.
Absolutely. That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. I really think a lot of us, can relate to that stuff. Can you guys relate to feeling not focused or like hyper-focused or just kind of like oscillating? Yeah, I can totally relate to that too. I think just having your life, go through this, like whatever it is, up and down of like finding a new path into something that we've never experienced before, can totally bring on those feelings of finding where that balance is. So you're not alone at all with that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Thanks for the question, Emily.
Nice. Yeah. Great share, Ren. Thank you for, because I've known you for so long, I could like sense you really dropping into that one. Like, I love that. I love what you said too. I wrote this down because it's a great quote, like getting things done and taking time for self and learning where the line needs to be.
Yeah, that's an easy one to overlook entirely. Ooh, boy. I know you all know it.
Oh, yeah.
But the next thing you know, it's like you're going along, and next thing you know, you just crashed into a wall, and you're going, what the fuck just happened?
Mm-hmm. For the next 6 months. Right, yeah. So thank you for that. I will invite you to choose one of those questions to field to one of your sisters.
Ooh, let's see. Ashley, I'm going to ask you.
Hello.
Hey. What ways of being do you need to let go of to align with the aspects who you want to be and become over the next 5 months?
I was just looking at that question, Ren.
Oh, good. You're prepared.
No, I'm not. But I was like, I think she's going to ask me that one.
Yeah, you and Jazz are like on the same wavelength today.
So I guess I was giving a little bit of that, but I think what ways of being do I need to let go of to align with this? I think there's a little bit of impatience that I need to let go of. I feel like there are already, like, I want my business to be thriving already, and even though I just started, and I want it to, like, I want to have like a bajillion clients and all of that, as well as I need to be more patient with myself. Like, I'm still learning this, but also I'm doing technically like 2 jobs right now. So maybe I do need to give myself a little bit more grace and compassion there. And because I get like down-ish on myself, I guess, because I'm like, I just want all of this time to focus on learning everything I can about coaching and deepening my understanding there and getting more experience there versus, you know, some of the things that I need to be doing to make money during this time while I build it, whatever. But anyways, so I think just some of that impatience I need to let go of and maybe instill more patience is one of the things that I was thinking of when I need to – that I need to let go of.
You just like zeroed in on part of my brain there too, because even though I do have the time to try to focus and learn everything, I find myself getting impatient too, because it's like I've been doing this for, well, full time for like several months now, and no, it's not going to be an immediate,
right,
like success, thriving, profit, well, like I want it to be. I'm like, my goals for the end of the year are ridiculous, but I'm going to go for it anyway. I might not hit it, but I'll get close, you know. But yeah, I'm like, oh shit, she read my brain somehow. What the hell?
No, I'm in tune right now, definitely.
Yeah. Who else can relate with that? Like feeling like having some more patience would behoove you at this stage. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Being present in the present moment, right? Like being able to enjoy the journey, enjoy the ability to be here now in this moment fully, and, you know, just letting go of the story that the future is going to be better than right now is, you know, and just like allowing ourselves to be in the process. Like, oh, so valuable. So valuable. Yeah, thanks for bringing that to the table, Ash, for sure. Yep. Awesome. All right. So, time check here. We're going to move to the next section of the workbook. And I invite all of you to like actually do this work, by the way, like this workbook. Some workbooks I'm like, here you go, just so you have it on hand in case you ever want to drop into the theme. But this one, like, there's, these questions are very intentional. I did spend, you know, time thinking about stuff. I always do, but today especially. And these questions are like, if you dig, there's gold in there. There's definitely gold in there in terms of like sorting out your longings and discontentments and getting clear about yourself, et cetera. So anyway, I'm saying that because I realize we're cruising through these, but please take time, you know, on your own to, or like, you know, group up, reach out to each other, set up any time with each other to go through this stuff too outside of these calls if you want. All right, so let's talk about optimal behaviors and actions. So, oh yeah, I don't think I mentioned, I'm using the word optimal self, optimal behaviors and actions, because again, I think it has this neutrality to it where it's not like successful or right or correct or, you know, best or something like that. Like all of those have like value judgment wrapped around them. And optimal to me is like, when you're thriving, you're showing up in an optimal way, right? Things are running optimally. So just caveat there. Okay, so the do, right? So how do you want to behave, take action, and show up in the next 5.5 months? Motivations, right? What do you want your motivations to be? And I put those in do, even though they're kind of a be as well, but we act out our motivations. It's kind of like same coin, different sides. If I'm motivated, oh God, me with the cookies these days, but if I'm motivated to lose weight, then I'm going to show up with the motivation to not eat those darn cookies, et cetera. So actions, right? Like what actions do you want to do? Choices that you want to make, core values that you want to live by and exercise, practices and habits, and expressions or reservations. So this might be voicing yourself more honestly. This might be speaking up more. This might be telling somebody or people or what have you what your needs are and or what your boundaries are, your standards are, etc. Reservations. So maybe you want to like kind of start dialing back around something. Like conversely, maybe there's something that you want to like, okay, I'm gonna stop doing that thing. I'm gonna reel it in, right? Netflix maybe. what external actions do you want to take? So this being like kind of tangibles, right? External tangibles, projects, like measurable progress or advancements and or contributions. So, and these lists are not exhaustive, of course, but so these are more like do in terms of yourself, and then these are more like actual tangible things. And then what core aspects of who you want to be, of how you want to behave, take action, and show up, regardless, independent of what happens in life or in the world. So like come hell or high water, next 5 months, what behaviors, actions, and ways of showing up would align you with thriving in a very significant way that like aren't dependent on the outside world. And then maybe what do you need to let go of to align with these behaviors, actions, and ways of showing up? What you need to let go of. So for me, cookies. All the time, cookies. all right, I'm going to stop my screen share, put these in the chat, and we'll do a round. And then we're going to move to a nice little tool called DOS that is going to be helpful for you ladies. And then we're going to put it all together and get clear about our 2020 vision and do some shares as we wrap out of this. Okay. Into the chat. All right. Who would like to volunteer to field a question to one of your sisters? Anybody? Jazz. Awesome. Thank you.
Sure. Lauren, are you on?
Lauren's taking a test.
Oh, is she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I'm listening to all of you guys. I can respond in an email later, though.
It's okay. I missed that. I'm sorry, okay. Lauren.
No, you're good. You're good. Thank
good
you.
Luck.
I love that you asked me that.
Yeah. Gosh, sorry, Dad, kids. I'm blaming that on the kids.
I didn't know that you didn't hear that before, Jazz. I wasn't trying to make fun of you.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I think I retreated because Cor was yelling before, so I'm perfect timing. All right, Katrina, do you want to be on the hot seat? Okay. should I focus on one specific bullet, or can I pick like one of your sub bullets?
Whatever is calling to you.
Okay. I really like the how do you want to behave, take action, and show up specifically in your motivations, practices, and habits, which I think are really closely tied to like the three in between, but the motivations will drive those practices and habits. So I'm curious.
So I was taking, can you hear me? Okay, again, sorry.
Yeah.
I have my fans on because it's really hot in here. So I actually did put on here, I don't know if I'm going to do these in the exact order, but I did put on here that I did want to reduce distractions. So I've actually stopped Facebook for the most part. So I may not join you guys as much on that, but I found that's a black hole for me. And certain, you know, TV, binge watching Netflix, like 2 a.m, I'll be up there doing that. So what I'm trying to do is I actually have a whiteboard and I have it broken up by, you know, what meditations I'm doing, what workouts I'm doing, how I'm moving forward with coaching certifications that I'm taking, how I'm moving forward with a book that I'm trying to write. And every Sunday I go through and I decide what I'm going to accomplish for the week. And then I can just sit and I try not to do all of them on a single day. I try to kind of figure out how I'm going to balance the week out. And so maybe I'll work on my book a day or two and maybe I'll, because I can't just do one thing. I'm not built that way. And so that has been huge for me, and I want to keep that going. And one of the things that I told Fawn, the reason why I wanted to be part of a group like this, is it only takes a couple of weeks for me to completely fall off track. Like I can lose all the motivation. I can lose all the, if, you know, I go on a long vacation, if I get hurt, if I have a baby, it's really hard for me to get back into the momentum that I had from before. So I'm trying to make sure that I don't lose that again. And so I'm putting a lot on here, finish. And I want to stay calm and calibrated. And I don't want to react as much as I used to. I want to be proactive when things happen. So I feel like if I have a very clear vision of where I want to go and then stuff happens, then I'm not ping-ponging all over the place. I can actually just say, okay, this is what happened. These are the three things I need to do to get back onto where I was or how I need to shift where I'm going a little. So those are the kind of things that I'm working on.
Yeah. You're doing some work over there, girlfriend. I love it.
I actually bought a vintage window, and I use that as my whiteboard because it's got all the window panes. So all the window panes divide my different projects.
Oh, beautiful. I was actually going to say to you, one of our other like sisters posted this. Sounds like the way that you're organizing by project and then trying to break out through the week.
Yep.
We've kind of adopted from another one of our, Kim, one of the women who's a really great organizer. And it could be cool to see what you're doing and then show you what she's doing. But what came to mind was like an accountability plan. So you sound very structured and very motivated and really inspired right now. And like, maybe your actions and choices around what can support you when that beautiful baby comes, mm-hmm. and you have a whole host of other challenges on your plate, like who and what, and can you be proactive in thinking through those, that like path stream of the next phase for you and how you can have support through that. So you continue to show up the way you are right now for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
You're in the right place.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Awesome. As soon as Katrina said whiteboard, I was like, Jasmine's the perfect person to be happy.
I kind of wanted to run upstairs and be like, oh, you want to see mine? Let's share.
Yeah, we get super nerdy about organization, and we do goal sprints and all kind. I know that Facebook is like a black hole for you, Katrina, so I'm not trying to like feed you your drug of choice, but if you're welcome to like create a different account and only join LFP, because we do a lot of accountability and like cool stuff in there that might be helpful. So
we also have a WhatsApp group, and we have Marco Polo.
Yeah, we do a Marco Polo for fitness accountability, and then we were doing WhatsApp for like 4 days for our
project.
But it exists.
That's right.
Awesome. All right. So for the sake of time, I'm going to keep cruising, but thank you for ladies for checking in. That was like awesome. I love the window idea too. Long story short, my hell yes version of myself, my alter ego, her name is Ketenya. And she's my inner empress, and her name is written on my window pane between me and my line of sight of the beach. So every day when I'm like getting situated for work, or when I'm working at my table here, I see her name through the window. So I've never thought to do like what you were talking about. That's a really cool idea. All right, so we're gonna cruise along. Oh, this is kind of perfect because it's more like practical nuts and bolts tool stuff here. All right, so DOS. This is not mine. This is from Dan Sullivan, and one of his hundreds of tools that are incredibly mind-blowing and world-changing. I actually just had a conversation / kind of light coaching session earlier with a colleague of mine who we were like talking about DOS, and I was like, oh my God, this is perfect for tonight. So the idea here, and this is used like typically used in a 3-year capacity, a 3-year timeline. So imagine yourself 3 years in the future. We're having a conversation and you're in thrive mode. So what has happened that in the past 3 years that has you sharing what you're sharing with me, right? So one of the ways to kind of an architecture to build into that timeline, so we're obviously using like a 5-month timeline here, is to take into consideration these three things and like actually identify them and actually have some accountability around them and some support and get specific with it. And these are an awesome way to, and a very easy, simple rule of thumb kind of way to set yourself up for consistency moving forward. So we've got dangers, which sounds super dramatic. So I put like obstacles and challenges, but what dangers, obstacles, challenges might get in the way, and how can we prepare for them and overcome them, right? Like we all have the best of intentions, and we may come up with like a success plan that is all about our be and our do. And we're like, okay, like I'm transforming my inner world and I'm doing different things and I'm canceling Netflix. But if we have obstacles, challenges, or dangers in our path that we're not really thinking about in advance, then those can easily take us out. And Katrina was just speaking to that, right? Like something happens, you know, fall off the trajectory or fall off of the momentum for some reason. And it can be difficult to get back on track if certain things are not in place or certain things are in place. So dangers, anticipating those. And then opportunities. So again, simulating the next 5 months, what opportunities can you say yes to, no to, or create that will help you align with your 2020 vision, like that December 31st vision? This one, like play here, play in opportunities, like think outside the box, bring that to our coaching sessions, bring this to the LFP group, like, hey, ladies, here's one of my 2020 visions. Here's one of my goals. Or here's an aspect of being that I really want to start embracing more and like letting go of this other thing. What opportunities can I create for myself? Or what opportunities do you ladies know that are out there that have helped you to maybe do this thing, right? So opportunities, one of the most amazing things about being a human being is that we are creative and we can be intentionally creative when we remember to be. So we can create opportunities. We can reach out to people we don't usually think to reach out to. We can, leverage the sisterhood here. We can, maybe say yes to an opportunity or no to an opportunity that would help us align with our thriving. So really like tuning your opportunity antenna up, like paying attention and also being proactive to create opportunities as well. And then the third thing is strengths. So what of your strengths can you focus on, exercise, or prioritize each day that will help you create your 2020 vision? Strengths. So strengths are very helpful to leverage. So this is kind of like weaknesses, right? Strengths, if you will. I don't like the word weaknesses, but what have you. Strengths. So if you know that you are really organized, you're great at being organized, but maybe you're not so good at willpower, how can you leverage your organization skills or abilities, strengths for to help you when your willpower might be kind of running thin? If one of your strengths is you have a strong community or a network of family or friends, but maybe one of your weaknesses is you're hard on yourself. How can you leverage your community to help you reframe whatever self-sabotage or negative self-talk might be happening, right? So utilizing your strengths, not always directly to speak to your weaknesses, but it is helpful, certainly. But really, putting those strengths on center stage and, bringing on new strength exercising muscles too, but what do you already have at your disposal that you can use? Okay, so let's put all of this together. I'm going to move this guy into its own section because I am a formatting freak. all right, so now that we've covered what's between us and thrive mode, we have covered be, do, have, in terms of be and do. And we just talked a little bit about some strategic DOS stuff that we might be able to bring on board for our 2020 vision. So now we're going to do an imagination exercise, and I'll set the timer for a minute and a half, visualization, imagination exercise. And what I would love for you ladies to do, and I know it's only a minute and a half, so this is like speed visioning. So please do take time outside of this call to like really sit with this, because when we visualize it, we make it possible. Like visualization, you guys know I'm obsessed with this, but like visualizing it, dropping into it, in like taking everything that we've covered tonight, like into this vision, that's really where the subconscious mind and our like higher self can like actually align with orienting us in that direction. So please actually do this part of it. Okay, so I'll go through these questions really quickly, and then you can, we'll do a quick break for some journaling. Okay, so imagine, visualize that it's December 31st, 2020, so five months and 15-ish days from now, and you are feeling aligned, you're feeling in integrity, and you are living optimally. Aligned, integrity, living optimally, aka thrive mode. What does it look like, feel like? What is happening? Look back. What has happened in the past 5 months, personally and professionally, that has you feeling optimal? And how are you more aligned with your optimal self than you were on July 6th, 15th? I don't know what day the date is, but today. How are you more aligned on December 31st than today? All right, so I'm going to set the timer. Go ahead and drop into this. Whatever comes to mind, jot it down. I'm going to leave the screen up, and then we'll do some sharing. All right, and I'm going to mute myself. right, 30 more seconds. All right, visionaries, go ahead and wrap out your thoughts there. And we'll do some sharing as we wrap out. There are these amazing little green firefly or lightning bugs outside in the jungle right now. It looks like fairy lights. It's really cool. Well, okay. So let's do a share around our visions. I would love for everybody to share, but it is getting late. So we'll take a couple. I'll take like 3 volunteers, and the rest of you, please share in the Facebook group. Who would like to share their 2020 vision with us? Emily, yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I just took a second to really breathe in and exhale and think about what life might look like in 5 months and 15 days from now. And what I felt was a deeper sense of fulfillment and confidence in my life. What has happened is I have finished and monetized the different revenue channels I'm working to build right now. And not all of them necessarily, that's probably the flexible piece of it because I'm working on a number, but how am I more aligned is I'm feeling more honest, more committed, more consistent. And more focused overall. So yeah, so those are all things that I think are all working their way up. I can feel them already. So that's why I kind of feel like I'm in that mode of like where I feel like I'm thriving, but also it's a work in progress, you know, always. So I'm feeling a lot of that feedback right now. That's kind of like the life feedback, you know, of how to really live in alignment and be honest about that. And so that's what I see for my 2020 December visionary plans.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And I love that you took that deep breath and like centered in and gave yourself that pause, that moment of pause before like jumping in like I did. I was like, this is what I'm doing. The silence and the clearing of the clutter is where the magic comes from. So I love that you like just modeled that for us. Thank you. Beautiful. Yeah. So I invite you, Emily, and everybody to turn that into a daily affirmation and maybe even a micro visualization of I am committed, I am living in alignment, I am, etc. And actually feel it in the right, in the now, feel it in the now, embody it in the now, and pattern, it'll start patterning itself in and carry you to that December 31st date. So beautiful. Yeah, who else would like to share their 2020 vision their refocused, recalibrated 2020 vision, come hell or high water. Oh, come on, ladies, this is what it all was leading up to. Katrina, yes, thank you.
I'll keep mine very short. I have a lot, but the one thing that I want to feel is I just want to feel ease. I feel like that's the one thing that I don't have enough of. And when I listen to a lot of my meditations, that's the thing. Like, everything is just sort of a little easier. That's how I'll know I'm aligned.
Beautiful. Yeah. Ease. That is a really good metric, actually. Yeah. And
oh no, Fawn, you're frozen. She yep. froze with you guys?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she froze with me too.
Okay, what do you think she was going to say? Go. What did she say before that? It's a really good metric and something else.
Yeah. It is true when you feel like you're not crashing into the waves.
Yeah,
constantly.
That's
what I wrote down on mine, like harmonious in the flow.
Yeah.
There she is.
Hey. I was like, almost made it. Come on, Wi-Fi. what was that? Did you hear? I was just sharing about like embracing ease in the moment and not waiting for it to like for you to feel that way, but to like embrace ease in like a conscious way every day in the ways that you can, in the like be do have model kind of way. So. But yeah, thank you. Yeah. Okay, one more person. Who else would be up for sharing? Ren, awesome. Go for it.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I'm frozen again.
I get like really excited about this one. So content, grateful, and active, which I haven't been working on the active very well. Fulfillment. Business is doing great, lots of sales and orders, everything's flowing on time as expected, continuously adding new designs, new products, staying the course with the marketing, whether it's like the email marketing, social media, ads, whatever, having an excited and dedicated fan base. Lots of profit and no day job needed. And I'm like, totally, like, that's where it's at. That is right where it's at for me. And it's like, yeah, that's it.
Beautiful. That's the sweet spot.
Yeah. Nice. I'm like halfway there.
Yeah, you are kicking ass. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yeah, 100%.
There's a lot of ass to kick. I keep missing it, but I keep going back for more.
Not this year. From where I'm standing, you've been doing so much. You've been doing great. But yeah. All right. I saw Layla's hand up, so I'm gonna invite you, Layla, to share if you'd still like to share with us your vision, and then we'll wrap the call out.
I'll just make it short. Thank you, Fawn. I thought more about how I would feel, and I thought free of fear and free of like other people's judgment, because I still worry about what a lot of other people think or say, and just free of that.
Beautiful. What would you be feeling instead of fear and concern of what other people think?
I just think happy, lightweight, focused, and thriving.
Right, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Maybe a little bit of freedom, confidence.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely self-love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Thanks for sharing that.
Thanks, Fawn.
Yeah. All right, ladies. Thank you all so much for joining me in this midsummer's dream check-in point for this crazy year. You all are so incredible, and I'm so grateful for this sisterhood and this community and these calls and each and every single one of you for showing up and contributing and participating and doing the work. Like, you're all doing the work, and I hesitate to call it work, but you're putting in the energy, the intention, the attention into yourselves and your lives in these incredible, meaningful ways, and showing up together to like share that and be vulnerable and, you know, accept each other and support each other. And it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. And I'm so grateful for it. And this particular check-in that we did tonight, I think is, again, I know I'm repeating myself, but it's really, really important so that we don't just keep getting swept down the river of like the world is going crazy and let's just be in reaction mode and try to like hold our steady, you know, and like, let's actually like take some time to like sit down together like we did tonight and recalibrate and get intentional again and support each other through the next 5 months in the Facebook group. Like, please, please, please share, like, oh, like last night we talked about this. This is something that I, you know, journaled about that I'm going to be doing. And, or here's a question, you know, what have you, like, you utilize this community. That's what we're all here for. And I know a lot of you are like experience the, how great that feels over the years. So please do continue to do that and share. All right. Lots and lots and lots of love to everybody. I'll probably put a prompt on the Facebook page tomorrow to share your takeaways. But yeah, just give yourselves permission to sit and be with all of this and know that you're all perfect exactly how you are right now. All right. Lots of love. Everybody unmute yourselves and say goodnight.
Goodnight, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Night, guys.
Goodnight. Thank you.
Love.
Love you.
Bye.